When you were younger, do you want a car that had flames on it? You know, like a, not like Batman coming out of the exhaust. That's something totally different. I'm just talking about,
well, you know,
the painted colors. What's on the color of your car? Some orange.
And I hearken back to a Leave It to Beaver episode where Wally wanted the hot rod.
Yeah.
But his dad said, no, 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 you got to go with the old beat-up sedan for safety.
Well, let's find out what we need to do. And we're looking for teens. You know, we have somebody who can help us out, Russ Rader, who is the Senior VP of Communications for the IIHS, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, joins us this morning. Russ, what kind of car did you want when you were first learning to drive?
Well, that's probably the car I wanted was the one that I shouldn't be in. So my dad was a lot like the dad in Leave It to Beaver and put me in an Oldsmobile Delta 88. So I think that was a good choice.
Oh, there's a lot of room in that vehicle. You got the turns are a little wide, but other than that, not too bad. You're here to talk about ensuring teens get the safest vehicles for your budget. A lot of times, you know, they talk about safety in vehicles, and we see that all the time, advertisers, safe vehicles, but these are brand new cars that have all these features. Most of the time for kids, teenagers, you're buying something on the used market, and how do we know what safety features those things have and how safe they are?
Yeah, families are on a budget. Teens are most likely to get a used car, something that their parents go out and buy, or a car that the family already owns. And we did a survey several years ago, and we found that parents are obviously concerned about safety for their teens, but they sometimes have outdated information about what makes a safe vehicle. So we worked with Kelley Blue Book to come up with a list of vehicles, used vehicles at various price levels, that fit a wide range of budgets that meet some basic safety criteria. They are vehicles that have decent crash test ratings from IIHS and from the federal government. They are starting in the midsize car category, so we have no small or mini cars on the list that don't provide as good a protection in a crash as a bigger, heavier vehicle. And vehicles can only make the list if they have standard electronic stability control, which is an important safety feature that most people have never heard of. So those are some of our basic criteria.
That stability control, how far back does that go?
Well, it became standard on all new vehicles about 5 years ago, but a lot of vehicles had it before it became a federal mandate. But it's difficult to find if you're looking for a used vehicle older than about a 2012 model. So we've put together a list of 130 vehicles that meet our safety criteria, and all of them have electronic stability control as standard equipment, so you don't have to go searching around to find one that has that feature.
Are any of them red? I'm just kidding, because that's usually the color that people are looking for when they're trying to see what it looks like. How do you know when you go through this list, and I guess we maybe have this list, then we have to go and find these vehicles maybe in our area as well. How do we kind of balance the two between what we have as the supply and what you think is needed because of the safety issues?
Well, that's why we put together this list, is we wanted to make it easy. There's 130 vehicles on here, and they range in a price from as low as $2,500 to $3,000 on up. And they include a lot of mainstream vehicles like the Ford Fusion or the Nissan Rogue. These are vehicles that are not going to be hard to find, and we included only those vehicles that meet those strict safety criteria, so that parents know if they're choosing one of these vehicles, they not only have decent crash test ratings, but they also have electronic stability control, which is an important feature because it can help keep a teen out of a crash altogether. It's a feature that kicks in automatically to help a driver keep control on if they're going through a curve too fast or they're overcorrecting on the highway. And those are the kinds of situations that an inexperienced teen is likely to experience at some point.
Maybe mom and dad need a new vehicle. And at some point, the child, the young adult there might end up driving it as well. So I guess parents need to keep that in mind too, right?
Yeah, if you can plan ahead, that's a great thing to do. If mom or dad are getting a new vehicle, you can look up crash test ratings for new vehicles, of course. And if you're thinking about what that vehicle as a vehicle that your teen will eventually drive, you can use our safety criteria as a way to look for a vehicle that will be good for your teen in 3 or 4 or 5 years. And if you're buying a new vehicle, you can find the latest technology. For example, look for, when you buy a new vehicle, buy one with a front crash prevention system, which is an important feature like electronic stability control for helping keep drivers out of crashes altogether.
Of course, the key when we're trying to buy a car is not the safety issue related to this, but also reliability. Does that play a factor, that we, or is that just car by car? We have to kind of just get it checked out.
Yeah, we're not able to take that into account, but there are other ways that you can look up the reliability of a vehicle. You can go to Consumer Reports and look for the reliability record of the vehicle that you're looking at. You should also check for recalls. We hear a lot about recalls like the Takata airbag recall. If you're looking at a used vehicle, you want to take the vehicle identification number, go to the federal government's website, safercar.gov, put that VIN number in there and check to see if the vehicle that you're looking at has an open safety recall. And if it is involved in the Takata recall and hasn't been fixed, you want to look for another vehicle.
Where can we get more information and get this list of these cars with the tips of what we need to look for when buying a car for our teen?
Well, we've put the full updated list on our website at IIHS.org. You can find the full list there on our homepage, and 130 vehicles at different price levels. Hopefully a vehicle that fits your budget will be on there.
Yep, sounds great. We appreciate your time this morning, Russ. Russ Rader, Senior VP of Communications for the IIHS, with some recommendations for used vehicles for our teen drivers. Thanks for your time this morning, Russ. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks very much, guys. Have a good day.